Well, we can get more now on the fishing component of this deal. Paul Lyons is a fisherman in Great Yarmouth in Suffolk. He's also chairman of the Lowestoft Fish Market Alliance. He campaigned to leave the European Union and he's been giving me his reaction to the news that EU boats will continue to have access to British waters.
Well, that's absolutely disgusting. That's a desperate attempt by government to claw us back into Europe. We vote to leave Europe. We had a deal. 2026, we were going to take back control of our own waters and our own resources. But the government we got there at the minute, I mean, they just don't care. I mean, the future of British fishing is in jeopardy here. We were looking to get our waters back. We were looking to fish sustainably and know how to conserve and rebuild our fleets and let our stocks work with us. But now that's all thrown away for another 12 years. Well, 12 years' time, I don't think I'll be here. And my son is in pieces, a lot like other people. People have borrowed a lot of money to make fishing work. And they're borrowed off uncles, aunts, parents, and everyone. But what was that all for? It's all thrown away. They are going to go hell for leather to catch as much as they can, as quick as they can. That's just absolutely a surrender.
The argument being made by the government today is that the overall deal should make it easier for UK fishermen to sell the fish they do catch into EU markets.
Well, I don't agree with that because history has shown me firsthand what happened. If you take the fish away, they will beg to buy it. I mean, that is an absolute cop-out, that statement is, Rachel, because end of the day, they need that fish on the continent. We export a lot of fish. So they suddenly got to stop eating fish. When Iceland threw us out of their waters, within 3 weeks, processors on the Humber were begging Iceland to sell us fish. And they really had the job weighed up. They took back control of their own destiny by them seas. And we should have done the same in the Brexit. But no, we sucked up to them and we put up with 5 years of continued access for foreign fleets. And now to extend it for another 12 years, well, that's just absolutely stupidity. That's going to put a lot of fishermen to the wall. Coastal communities rely on fishing. That's probably one of the most employed jobs in a lot of seaside towns. But now that's all in jeopardy.
There's also to be a fishing and coastal growth fund. I think it's worth about £360 million. Will that help at all?
Well, that can't buy fish in the sea, Rachel. You can't pay money and put fish in the sea. You can build new boats, but you're just sharing a resource out even thinner. And, you know, sustainability is what we need in fishing. We've always had slump and boom. But, well, on this east coast of England, we got little vessels, you know, 12-metre vessels. That's all we got left. Well, we're just forced out of it. As soon as you poke your nose outside the 12-mile, you're in international waters among these huge great trawlers that, you know, you can't work with them. We longline fish here and net fish. You tow your gear away. You know, that's just a situation where we sucked up to it and said, oh, yeah, OK, 6 years, that's 5 years. That's what we've got to have. But now to extend it by 12 years and then come out, well, there was a coastal fund. Well, is this money to pay fishermen who can't get a living anymore because the Dutch and the French are hoovered it all up? I don't think so. It'd be like any other fund or any other grant. There's so many circumstances go with it, you won't be applicable. You know, we're sick to death of dominance by Europe. We've left Europe. But we haven't really. And Keir Starmer is nothing more than dragging us back into Europe.
You're in Great Yarmouth on the East Coast. Can you tell us about your own area? How has fishing changed over the years?
Well, Great Yarmouth used to be a major herring port in the sort of like late 60s was the end of it. That moved away to Scotland, herring fishing. And you know, a lot of the families go back couple of generations, they all know about fishing. There's strong feelings in the community that, you know, they want to see what food fishermen are left. They want to see them prosper. And after all, we've got a 200-mile economic zone. Why shouldn't people of England and Scotland and Wales and Ireland, why shouldn't they harvest their economic zone? Why should that all have to be shared out again, shared out again? They wouldn't share the oil and gas out. They wouldn't turn around and say, oh, okay, you can have whatever oil and gas you can get out of our waters. That's important to the nation, but fish isn't. But there is one stroke of light down that tunnel, and that's the Reform government will get in. If we had a general election tomorrow, everyone will vote Reform because they're sick and tired of the government we got. They do not perform, but they will overturn this tomorrow. That's their commitment.
And is that then what you believe will happen at the next election?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, they daren't let us have council elections around here, vote councillors in, because they knew the whole East Coast would be Reform. I mean, that's just here in England, the resentment for this government has never been greater. And they just carry on doing daft things and stupid things. That ain't governance, that's surrender.
And that was great Yarmouth fisherman Paul Lines.